Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning. It is 6:21 on a Wednesday morning. My name is Susie Jones in this morning on the Morning News as we take turns sitting in the big chair, as we like to call it. Our good friend Blois Olson of Fluence Media on our news line this morning to talk all things politics, etc., etc., as well as sometimes sports. Blois, good morning.
Good morning, Susie Jones. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
A lot of people call me Susie Jones. Do you know that?
I call you Susie Jones.
I know, but you always have... But, you know, you say the first and last name. You don't just say, hi, Susie. You say, hi, Susie Jones.
No, I say, hi, Susie Jones.
A lot of people... I have a couple other friends.
Ever since I was, you know, young and you were young and we met some 25, 30 years ago?
Yeah.
I've always just thought.
At KCCO,
Susie Jones.
Susie Jones, KCCO Business Radio, back in the day. I was just telling someone about that. So let's talk about the story that seems to not quite get... It's not resolved yet. State Representative John Thompson still kind of in the thick of it. So Kurt Dowd, minority leader, said today's the day that they'll file an ethics complaint if they don't hear anything from the Speaker, Melissa Hortman. So I want to tell you, I reached out to Hortman, her office, and I got an email today from Ted. And he said she is talking to lawyers and that there is no timeline as to when she will speak publicly about this. I was like, okay.
So, well, there we go. There's your update. So, I mean, I do think Republicans will file an ethics complaint today. I think it's also a little bit of a, you know, kind of a face-off between Republicans and Melissa Hortman on, you know, who's going to kind of go after this. Republicans are going to make the calculation that Democrats are going to have some liability for John Thompson going into next year's House elections. But, you know, that's a eons and eons away from an election standpoint. And Hortman's trying to understand, you know, the dynamics within her own caucus with Thompson. You know, the one thing that is notable is not a lot of other House members have called for Thompson to resign. And maybe it's because they haven't been asked, or maybe it's because that caucus had a fragile coalition to get through the end of session with the Posse Caucus, some of the other members. And so caucuses are hard things to keep unified, and ousting or bringing ethics charges against your own member could be one of those things. Here's the other thing. I think if Hortman removes him from the caucus, takes away his committee positions, Republicans still file an ethics charge. So there's going to be an ethics hearing no matter what.
And that's kind of a long process, is it not?
It's as long as you want it to be, how quickly they can agree to the terms of the ethics hearing and then the findings of the ethics committee. And then if they were to try to oust him with a 2/3 majority of the House, that would have to be a special session called by a governor that's asked for him to resign. But let's remember, we've been in special session for a year and a half constantly, and these guys don't want to come back to special session. So... just take a deep breath. It's summer. This was supposed to be the month you didn't have any legislative news, Susie.
Right. And here we are. So if they file an ethics complaint, Representative Thompson can continue to stay His status won't change during that.
No, not at all. I mean, he's still a member of the House. He was still duly elected. He still has an election certificate to represent the people in his district. The interesting thing is, I think at the core of the issue that people want to get to the bottom of is not necessarily the domestic assault stuff, although that's serious. It's what he said on his election affidavit for candidacy when he had the Wisconsin driver's license. I think that's at the core of this. And so we'll have to wait and see, Susie. We've been talking about it for a week and a half. We're going to talk about it for another month.
I suppose we'll just kind of track it. I actually have his cell phone number and reached out to John Thompson yesterday. He actually answered because he and I came to know each other during the Philando Castile and Geronimo Yanez trial. And I just said, basically, you know, do you want to say anything? He said, no. And I said, how are you holding up? And he said, not good. But, you know, he's in the middle of another court situation with regard to a misdemeanor charge that he's trying to get dropped after an incident at North Memorial Hospital. So his life right now is pretty complicated.
Well, it is, but, you know, and he testified yesterday in that case, and he used the same reason, that he was targeted because he was an African-American, that this is part of the African-American experience. He is an expressive individual, and I think that, you know, when I had him on the podcast earlier this year, he was, you know, very expressive, and I think you know, Minnesotans don't always deal well with that, but these other allegations are very serious, and any other elected official would have to address them.
Right.
I think we have to not lose that point. Any other elected official would have to address them, and most other elected officials in modern political time would resign. And so this is part of the waiting game that we're in.
All right, boys. Hey, good to talk to you.
You too. Right, talk to you soon.
Yep.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.